friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. I greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if He isn't yours, He can be. If He isn't yours, He wants to be. If He isn't yours, He came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, friend, listen. We were all born that way. We were all born in sin. We were all born sinners needing a Savior. And God sent His only begotten Son to seek and to save that which is lost again. He come to seek for the whosoever. Now listen, there is a doctrine that's on the upsurge in this day and in this age. It's referred to and known as hyper-Calvinism, which teaches limited atonement. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick with the Word of God. I'm going to stick with Scriptures like John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm going to stick with this one where He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm going to stick with this one where you find, listen, election and grace or free will in the same verse in John 6:37. All the Father given unto me shall come unto me, and he that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Well, listen, friend, I'll tell you what, you can decide what you want, but I know what Jesus did. I know what He came to do. I know what the Word of God says, and I'm glad. I'm glad, listen, that it's a whosoever will salvation for any and all, man, woman, boy or girl. Well, Deb's got a song she's picked out ready to do for us. The title of it is, If It Were Not For His Grace. And I believe we could all say that, don't you? I'll meet you back after Debbie sings in the book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23. And I'll share the message God has laid on my heart.
If it were not for His grace, oh, there go I.
Oh, hey.
Well, amen. Thank God. Listen, if it were not for His grace, there go I. How true that is, friend. And I believe we could all say that. Oh, isn't it good to be delivered? Isn't it good to know our sins are under the blood, our names recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life? Isn't it good to know Christ in the free pardon and forgiveness of sin? Oh, friend, listen, it's good to know that we're saved and on our way to heaven. If you don't know that, you can know it before the day's out. You can know it before this program is over. You don't have to wait till I get to the end of the message and give that little brief altar call that I try to give when I get done preaching here on this radio program. You can run to Jesus now. You can claim and say, God, I'm a sinner and I repent of my sin, and the best I know how, I receive Christ as my Savior. Oh, I'll tell you what, you can pray a simple prayer like, Lord, save me. Or like the publican that said, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know what God will do? God will do that. Because, like Luke 19 and 10 says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. In the book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23, the Word of God says, and just a part of that verse, the Bible says this, these are the words of Moses. Let me set this up and I'll give you the text and then I'll preach the message. He said this to 2.5 tribes of the children of Israel that had decided they wanted to settle on the eastern side of the sun rising, actually, the way that the sun rises toward the east is what he is saying, of the River Jordan. Now look, these tribes of Gad and Manasseh and Reuben, they wanted to stay on that eastern side of the River of Jordan. And Moses said, now listen, fellas, listen, that's going to cause a problem. You know what God did to us in the wilderness because of unbelief? And if you fellas stay over here, listen, I'm telling you something. It's not going to go well for you all in it. So look, the tribe of Gad and Reuben and half of Manasseh said, here's what we'll do. We'll build places for our families, our children, our wives, our cattle. Then what we'll do, we'll cross over Jordan with you and we'll stay at it. We'll fight the battle until every man receives his inheritance. And Moses said, all right, fellas, y'all willing to do that? Then that's okay. But listen, and here's the text. Be sure. Now listen, if you don't do this, if you fail in this, if you don't do what you said you would do, here it is. Be sure your sin will find you out. That's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about the consequences of sin. The consequences of sin. By the way, do you know we're seeing them everywhere? I mean to tell you, sin is real. It's prevalent in the land. It's awfully embraced. It's awfully perverted. It's always been perverted. It's always began being against God. And we're living in a society like it was in the days of the judgment when every man did what was right in his own eyes. Oh, listen, friend. Listen, this word that I preach out of, this word of God, the King James Bible, by the way, I'm just old-fashioned and I just believe, listen, what's been handed down to me from generation to generation, I'm going to stick with what I know has worked. There's not been any kind of great revival and movement, friend, in one of these new versions since they've come out. I want you to know something. Sin, what has been sin is always still sin, even today, regardless of what man said. No, man is lost. Man has lost his ability and or willingness, his willingness and or ability to believe what the Word of God says. But listen, that's my final rule of authority for faith and practice. Do you hear? I mean, that's why I preach what I preach. That's why I believe what I believe. That's why I act like I act. That's why I do what I do, because I believe what the Word of God says. Listen, friend, and after all, we're going to stand. We're going to stand and be judged by it. And then Jesus said these same words that I speak unto you, and they shall judge you in the last days. Isn't that amazing? That's what He says in the book of John's Gospel. But look, He said, be sure your sin will find you out. We're living in a day when men no longer call sin, sin. And I'm going to read you something here in just a minute, written by a great great theologian by the name of Locker. I'm going to read you something go along with that. But I'll tell you what, friend, listen. We can call an itch an allergy, but you got to scratch nonetheless to get relief from it. We'll call a drunkard. We'll call a drunkard an alcoholic, but I'll tell you what. Listen, he's still an addict. He's still, bless God, under the judgment of God. And oh, you don't become an alcoholic because you've got some kind of genetic disposition to it. You become an alcoholic when you start drinking. The same way, listen, friend, the same way with any other sin. We are sinners. We're born that way. We're sinners by birth. We're a sinner by our nature. We're a sinner by choice. And oh, be sure your sins will find you out. We don't think much about sinning today, but bless God, there's a lot of it going off. Do you hear me? Our nation is perverted by it. Our nation is being judged because of it. I'm telling you, God's keeping a record. It's a long one. It's a real one. It's a good one. And we be sure our sins will find us out. Lockyer said this, and I quote, "In these apostate days, there is an instance upon a change of evangelical phraseology. Ruined by the fall, redemption by the blood are deemed to be out of date. Terms like sin, being lost, hellbound, saved by the blood are no longer intelligible to modern cultured minds. Such language is antiquated. Old truth must be given a new modern dress. But listen, friend, no matter how we camouflage it, no matter how we speak it, no matter how we try to change it, sin is still sin. And the Word of God says unequivocally, the Word of God says clearly, the Word of God says boldly, be sure your sin will find you out." Hey, can I tell you something? Do you ever spell the word sin? Even I can get it right, S-I-N. You ever paid any attention to it? You spell it forward, S-I-N, or backwards, N-I-S, and guess who's in the middle? I. Bless God, listen, we're all sinners. We're all going to judgment. We're all headed toward eternity. And I want you to know something. This may surprise all of you listening. I don't know, some of you at least. You don't go to hell because we're a liar, because we're a fornicator, because we're a drunkard, because we're a thief or a murderer. We go to hell because we reject Christ. We go to hell because we fail. Bless God to put our trust and faith in the one that came to seek and to save that which is lost. And you say, "Preacher, you're wrong there." Listen, there's a lot of ways to heaven. There's a lot of ways to heaven. I just like going to the post office. Hey, listen, there are a lot of ways to go to the post office. Do you hear me? But there's only one way to get to heaven, thank God. And Jesus said, "He's the way. He's the door. Bless God, no man can come unto the Father except by Him." I'm telling you, He's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. I'm telling you, friend, listen, He is the propitiation for our sin. He is the mediator. He is, listen now, friend, He is not a Savior, but He is the Savior of the world. And I want you to know we're all sinners who need to be saved by the grace of God. How much sins have consequences. Isn't it amazing we're living in a day when we've got states and legislators and legislations and that have absolutely lost their mind. We're seeing in this day and the hour in which we live, we're seeing some states stand and cheer when the legislation who's got together and the legislators decided that they could kill babies even after they're born. They legalize murder. It's called infanticide. Infanticide. And people stand up and applaud and cheer that kind of thing. Listen, friend, we're not going to get by. I'm telling you, your sins, our sins of this great nation will surely find us out. I'm telling you, we've got to a place now that they're going to recognize or legalize, excuse me, what they call recreational marijuana. And you all not know that marijuana is a gateway drug into everything else that's in the drug community. I'm telling you, the people that are in the insane asylum have been turned loose, and now they're running the asylum. I'm telling you, we're in a mess in America, and it's because it's sin. We think we can sin all day long, sin as deep as we want, as broad as we want, as leisurely as we want. But bless God, listen, we can do that. We can sin if we choose to. We can do anything perverted that we want. We can choose whatever lifestyle we choose to live. We can embrace one sin above the other. We can do them all. We can try and bless God and experiment with every deception that Satan and this fallen world and our fallen nature has to offer. But listen to the old country preacher. Be sure your sins will find you out. We might be able to choose our sin. We might be able to make choices about the direction we want to go, the decisions we make. But I want to tell you something, sir, ma'am. Neither you nor I can determine the consequences of those sins. Do you know what's got us in the shape we're in the beginning, from the beginning, is because of sin. When God created the heavens and the earth, when He created a garden by the name of Eden, put a man and a woman there by the name of Adam and Eve, put them in a perfect place. They were created perfect. Bless God, they were given a perfect opportunity. And then along came Satan, slithering along in the body of a serpent. He deceived Eve. Adam chose to sin. And bless God, because of transgression, because of disobedience, because of breaching the bounds of God's limitation, because they thought they would believe Satan more than God, because, friend, they would transgress or sin, if you will. God, listen, brought death upon mankind. And I'm going to tell you something. If I didn't believe there is something called sin for any other reason, I'd believe it because of cemeteries. I'd believe it because of obituaries. I'd believe it because of funeral homes. I would believe it because of broken hearts, wet eyes, broken spirits. Listen, empty homes, ruined lives. Friend, listen. Oh, I believe it because of graves that dot our countryside around this world. I want you to know that death is the result of sin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they were created, as I said, and innocent. But God said, listen, Adam, listen, Eve, there's a tree in the midst of this garden that the day that you eat of it, you'll surely die. That day that they ate of it, they died spiritually instantly. But they died, listen now, physically, eventually. It was still both of them in one day. They died spiritually in the day that they ate, and they died prophetically in that day. Less than 1,000 years. And remember, 1,000 years is with the Lord as a day, and a day is with as 1,000 years. They both, Adam and Eve, died before they lived 1,000 years. In other words, in that day. And I believe the Word of God says in chapter 3, verse 19, something like this. Say, listen, Adam, because you have eaten of that fruit, listen, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat thy bread, and from dust thou wert taken, and to dust thou shalt return. If I don't know anything else about life, I want you to know death is real. It's appointed unto man once to die. And I want you to know, if you live long enough, sir, ma'am, you're going to die. And you'll die because of something called sin. Hey, you can choose to sin. You can live in sin. You can wallow in sin. Just like a hog does in a mud puddle or in a hog pen. But I'll tell you what, you cannot choose the consequences of your sin. And listen to what Moses said as he warned the tribes of Gad, the tribe of Reuben, and the half-tribe Manasseh. Be sure your sins will find you out. And listen, there's so many different pictures of this throughout the Word of God, and my time's so far gone. All I'll be able to do is mention just a few of them to you. But can I point you to Romans 6:23? He said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Can I point you to Romans 6:23? The wages of sin is death. I'm here to tell you, friend, listen. Our physical death is a result of sin. But oh, when Paul was talking in 6:23, he was warning men and women of that eternal separation from God in a place called hell. And you say, preacher, you're that kind of preacher. I sure am, because I still preach out of the King James Bible. Hey, friend, Jesus, listen. When He came from heaven to earth, He saved us from something remarkable. He saved us for something remarkable. But I'll tell you what, there's a place called hell. Now, sin's deceptive. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, Hebrews 3:13, I believe it is, talks about the deception of sin. Just how it conceals itself. It promises something perfect, promises something to satisfy. And there is pleasure in it for a season. I think about all these beer commercials, all of these advertisements on the side of the road, all of these Michelob commercials and Bud Dumber commercials. Do you know what I mean? They show the laughter and the party and all of this. But oh, if you could only see the broken homes, if you could only see the black eyes, if you could only see the tragedy of drunk drivers killing families that are innocent. I'm telling you, there is a consequence of sin. Oh, but look, friend, how deceptive sin is. How deceptive sin is. Can I tell you what, friend? Sin will take everything that you've got. Sin will rob you of your life. It'll rob you of your youth. It'll rob you of your purpose. It'll rob you of your possessions. It'll rob you of your power. It'll rob you of your place. And you say, preacher, I can handle it. No, you can't. Do you know there's an old Chinese proverb that I'll share with you, and it's about drink. The Chinese wisely said, a man takes a drink, and then a drink takes a drink, and then the drink takes a man. How true that is. Oh, friend, listen. Our sin is amazing, is it not? I mean, the Bible reckons sin like leaven. And you know what leaven does? Leaven changes everything that it comes into contact with like particles of itself. Oh, friend, listen. Sin. Listen, there's a consequence to sin. I'm telling you, friend, there is a consequence to sin. Esau lost his birthright. Do you know that? Because of sin. Because of doubt. Because of unbelief. And when he went to his father, Isaac, hey, he couldn't get him to change his mind about the lost blessing that he had. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, sin has an awful cost. Sin has an awful taste. Sin, listen, and the consequences of it go a long way. Do you hear? Oh, listen, when a man sins certain sins, the Word of God says he gets himself a blot. That man to the name of Samson, he had problems with his eyes. He was a he-man with the she-problem. And you know what the Bible teaches us? He lost his power. He lost his strength. Now I know that his hair began to grow. That's another message. I say glory, hallelujah to that. But can I tell you this? Although God forgave him, although he was restored, although, bless God, listen, I believe he died saved, he never got his eyesight back. Isn't that amazing? And you know that to be true. How about David? How about David with Bathsheba? Oh, what one little interlude cost him, what it led into. Listen, that look, that lust, it turned into murder. It turned into him even giving the old his own judgment upon himself. When after Nathan came to him and said, David, thou art the man. And David said, listen, I'm that man that has done this thing unto his poor neighbor by taking his only lamb and slaying it will pay fourfold. Do you know what David, listen, the Bible said never had the sword to depart from his house. He had a son that raped a sister. He had a son that killed a son. He had a son that he had by Bathsheba to die. I'm telling you, listen, far gross and grievous things happened to him. His son Absalom was killed by his general Joab. All the sword never left David's house. I'm telling you, friend, listen, you need to run to Jesus, forsake sin, and remember, be sure your sins will find you out. Where sin abound, grace doth much more abound. The blood will cleanse you from all sin. God will save you. God will deliver you. God will make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. But hey, you got to confess your sin. You got to forsake your sin. You got to run to Jesus who died for it and say, God, save me and deliver me. Be careful. Be sure your sin will find you out. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDeebie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.